Rebecca's birthday, part three. Erica raised the hem of her peignoir as she climbed into bed and crawled across Sandra's lap. Sandra reached her left hand beneath Erica's peignoir and camisole, caressing Erica's firm, soft, but growing breast, playfully tickling, then tweaking the nipple, causing alternating sensations of confusing pleasure and pain. Erica's shrinking penis and testicles sprang to a weak state of excitement that was pretty much all of which they were capable of. Yet Sandra's gentle grasp and play with Erica's breast made him experience a small mocking imitation of a real female's eroticism. She closed her eyes in ecstasy until Erica felt the stinging pain through his lace panties, shaking him from his reverie. One, females are superior. Two, males are inferior. Three, females are strong. Four, males are weak. Five, a male's makeup must always be perfect in the presence of female masters. As the spanking continues. 11, proper males never wear less than 4-inch heels. 12, all good things in life are for females to enjoy. Oh, 13, female taunting and laughter are a male's only reward. Sandra exhaled a deep breath of victory while feeling the deep throes of a secret satisfying orgasm. Sandra knew the mastery of the once proud Eric was nearly complete. Now that she could experience full sexual release through mere acts of domination and humiliation on her unmanned male. Very well done, Erica. Now, scurry along on to preparing guests tonight for your birthday party. You have so much to do. As an additional punishment, Missy, you shall not have other male maids to help you after all. You've been a very bad girl. You are to do all the serving at the party yourself. You may wear a pretty but utilitarian maid's outfit to do your chores now. But this evening, make sure you have on your loveliest and most formal uniform. All my female friends are quite looking forward to seeing how you've progressed, and you had better not disappoint me or them. If you're not already excited enough about tonight, I have a few wonderful surprises and treats in store for you that you would never, ever guess. Erica crawled off Sandra's lap in her bed. She stood, straightened her lingerie, lowered her eyes, curtsied, and then obediently waited to be dismissed. When Sandra told her leave, she did, feeling totally defeated and void of any male pride whatsoever. Thank you, Master Sandra. Sandra could not control her smile or her joy as the pitiable, dainty, and dutiful male left her presence in total disgrace. Yes, my pert and pathetic silk and satin clad ex-husband. There are treats and surprises and treats galore in store for you tonight. Or should I say surprises and mistreats? The end. Waiting for the next part. Why, guys?